Hello and happy day after Thanksgiving. I hope your Thanksgiving was wonderful. And this is the day we call Black Friday, at least in the US and maybe worldwide. And it's allegedly, this tale goes, it's because it's the day retailers go into the black because people start buying a lot of things. And the unofficial start of sort of Christmas and holiday shopping is today. So I want to share with you a few of my favorite things I've discovered here over the course of the last year. You can also check out my favorite things from 2016 and 2017 that I listed out there if you are looking for some inspiration to get to someone who appreciates being awesome at their job or just really excellent stuff that makes life more simple, optimal, efficient, effective, productive, handy, just nifty things that I've discovered. I think you might dig yourself. So I'm going to jump into it. And if you want to check out the links that is to get precisely to what I'm talking about, it's over at awesomeatyourjob.com/BF18, as in Black Friday 2018. And you can also check out the listings from 2016 and 2017. I want to put this into two categories. They are at work and at home. And I've got to tell you, on the at work side of things, I've been loving my Uplift desk. It is a sit-to-stand desk. It sits, it stands, it's automated. It has motors that make it do that. So you can readily have that automatically just go without you having to yank something around, loosen something, retighten something, and all that kind of thing. It just goes. Now, previously, I had the autonomous smart desk, and that had served me well, but I found out I didn't want the cutout. And as a matter of fact, after all, you can have a cutout for your waist where that would go. You get it up in there a little bit closer. It turned out I would rather have the space. And I also found it to be a little bit more stable and sturdy. So my buddy Rich, shout out Rich, he's a listener, thank you, decided to purchase the autonomous smart desk. He's loving it, still a fine product. And I am loving the Uplift desk. It is a better fit for me. So I recommend that. I also recommend, if you're doing some standing, check out the Topo mat. The Topo mat is made by a company called Ergo Driven, as in ergonomically driven. And it's just fun. It's like a playground for your feet because it has a variety of textures and angles and terrains, as in topography. That's where that comes from, the name Topo, that you can just sort of let your feet play on. So it's nice to just mix it up and not feel like you're stuck and that it's just a little bit more fun for your body when you are looking at a screen and typing away to let your feet have a little bit of an adventure moving around on the Topo anti-fatigue mat. It's also so cushy, but not too cushy, such that it really makes a difference in terms of you feeling more comfortable when you're standing up on it. Next up, I've been having some fun with the Logitech K380 multi-device Bluetooth keyboard. It's a Bluetooth keyboard, but what's so cool about it is the multi-device part of it. You can push a button right at the top left to switch just kind of quickly, instantly, flawlessly from, say, an iPad to an iPhone to a computer. And it just goes, oh, so quick. And it just works. There's a lot of time Bluetooth. It seems like I got to, remove it, add it again, sync it, pair it. Nope, didn't quite take. Try to get, like that sort of stuff. This hasn't done that to me. And I particularly enjoy using that with a treadmill, which I'll talk about later, in order to take little notes on the iPad. So I can look at the iPad, I can walk, and then occasionally type a quick note. And so I dig that. I just put a piece of plywood basically over the handles for the treadmill and have a little bit of a makeshift treadmill desk. Now, this is not ergonomically optimal by any means, but you have some separation from the iPad up tall and then the keyboard down low, such that there's less bending over. And I do it for just quick little types of notes, mostly as I'm listening to things and making a quick note to get that captured, more quickly than if I were walking and writing on the phone, with one hand or two hands and kind of shaking around as opposed to being steady on there. I also am enjoying these magnetic hooks. I put them on my file cabinet and I find that so easy to hang so many useful things, whether that's headphones, earphones, a hat, a jacket, whatever. These little magnet hooks are super crazy strong. I didn't think that you could do that. And it doesn't seem to damage the electronics that I'm hooking onto them because the hooks go to the file cabinet and not elsewhere. And so that's just an easy way for me to organize all the chaos, because as a podcaster, an audio enthusiast, and online training deliverer, I use a lot of different headphones and microphones and headsets based on the circumstances. I guess it's like Eskimos and their words for snow. The nuances between them really matter to me based on the environment. And so that's been pretty handy to bring order to that. What's also been handy is the Amazon Basics premium single monitor stand, just as a means of really getting some flexibility in terms of moving that monitor all around. So if you have like this, the combo of the sit-to-stand desk, the anti-fatigue mat, and then the monitor stand and a separate keyboard, whew, you are just cooking in terms of being able to rock and roll from any angle and just feel super comfortable about it, whether you choose to sit or stand, and then just mix it up in a jiffy. Final item I'd suggest in the work category is this simple 3-in-1 timer. And you can choose to be reminded via a flashing light if you'd like it quiet, maybe as you're exiting a calm meditation or something, or a full-blown beep, 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 beep if you want the noise, as well as a vibration. And it's just super quick and easy to set for, like, you want it for 20 seconds or 3 minutes, 20 seconds. Do you want it for 6 hours and 15 minutes? You know, whatever. It's just so quick and easy to set. I originally found this labeled as a Polder, as the brand name, but they couldn't seem to find that anymore. So now it's just called like the 3-in-1 timer. And so you can link specifically on the page. And these are all affiliate links, by the way, when I know what they are. So I receive a small commission if you choose to make a purchase through that link. And so that is appreciated and that is disclosed. But I really did buy these things this year and found them to be outstanding. Now, over on the home front, there are a few things I thought were pretty cool this year. And one of them, you heard me mention it in the Kwame Christian episode, talking about negotiation, compassionate curiosity, and how we make decisions emotionally, then rationalize them later. Well, it was the Mega Pro ratcheting screwdriver. And you know what? It may have been an emotional desire to experience the excellence of this device after I read such a glowing review, but sure enough, it has come very much in handy as I'm craning my wrist in tricky quarters of the home and finding it so much easier to get the screws in and out when I have the ratcheting capability. And it really is a pretty slick in terms of the design and excellence of it. Next up is, I mentioned the treadmill. I actually use my treadmill just about every day. I have it set up in my home office. It comes from Proform, and it was about $500. I've got that link there. I didn't think you could get a decent treadmill that wouldn't break on you or be super slow and annoying and lame for $500-ish. But sure enough, I got one and I am digging it. It folds up a bit, so you have some flexibility with how you do your storage. And it can crank all the way to 10 miles per hour if I am so ambitious to want to go for a little bit of a sprint interval here and there. So that's pretty cool. The Proform treadmill, it is part of my daily routine. I like to put precious baby Jonathan in the baby carrier, and I'm walking with him in the morning so that we're having a little quality time and I'm getting some exercise into the groove as well. Speaking of precious baby Jonathan, one thing I think is pretty handy from time to time, if you'd like to be listening to something like a podcast and you're also interacting with a baby who likes to grab everything out of your ears, then I really think it's so cool, this little Nenrent Bluetooth earbud. It's tiny and it's flesh colored such that it is easy for it to just totally blend in and people can't even see that you're wearing one. Unless you're looking somewhat closely, you'll be able to notice it. But I find that handy because it is so compact. You might have it in one ear while you're falling into slumber while listening to a podcast or something, because it's not sort of thick and obtrusive, you know, the way other headphones can be, you know, if you're trying to fall asleep. So put it in one ear and then the other ear is on the pillow and then you fall asleep, and it's pretty handy that way. I have also become a fan of paracord. It is just thin rope that's super flexible. And in terms of its applications, I use it to sort of put together two parts of baby gate. And it's crazy how strong it is and how you can get like a huge amount of it in terms of like 100 feet or 100 yards for about $11. So yeah, it was 100 feet for $11 and any number of colors. So just a helpful thing that I think if you have a screwdriver or a hammer or duct tape in your life, in your home, you probably also want some paracord in terms of being able to bind and fasten things quickly. I also acquired a water pick, and I have realized that I hate flossing. And I thought maybe I would change. Maybe I would see the light if I'm such a, you know, disciplined, how to be awesome at your job sort of a person. But I haven't. I found that it tends to hurt and bleed and not be pleasant. My teeth spaces are just crazy tight, I think genuinely more so than most humans. So sure enough, the water pick solves the flossing problem like once and for all for about $60, depending on which one you get. I got the cordless one, so I could even just take it into the shower. And so WaterPix, I saw there's some real data associated with the effectiveness being comparable to flossing, and the pain and fun is way better for me than flossing. So we talked to BJ Fogg about tiny habits. He said, just start with flossing one tooth, and that's a great way to get in the flossing habit, but I still disliked it after doing that. So I got the WaterPix and I dug it. Speaking of water being projected, how's that for a segue? Well, we recently got a lawn going in our new home, which is good and bad. There's some maintenance now associated with it, but it sure is nice to look outside and see some green. And until the winter, of course, is getting going, and we'll see some more white here in Chicago. But this is called the Orbit Single Outlet Programmable Hose Faucet Timer, and it's so handy. You could tell it how frequently you want to come on and for how long it should water and at what times. So you might say, hey, twice a week at 7:30 a.m., I would like for you to water for 40 minutes, and then it will turn on the water and go. I would suggest you combine that with a mini rester, which prevents the water hammer thumping of your water being sort of turned off by a force outside of the normal just faucet handle. This happens a lot of times with like washing machines, like the water just stops and it goes, you know, that kind of thing. So you can prevent that with what's called a mini rester. You combine those and just don't even think about watering. It's just handled. I dig that. Also, in the realm of home ownership and landlording, I've had to deal with a number of clogged or slow-moving drains. I found that Thrift Drain Cleaner, I don't know what's in this, it's pretty insane. I'd be very careful when you use it. It gets all, you know, going when you pour hot water into a drain with that. But sure enough, it, like a charm, it can do fine work, like puncturing a little hole through whatever's clogging the drain to go from not moving at all to then moving slowly. And then once it's moving slowly, I like to hit it up with the second part of the 1-2 punch, the Green Gobbler Drain Opener. We actually had the infomercial pitchman of that, Anthony Sullivan, aka Sully, on the podcast. You can check out that episode talking about persuasion tips from an infomercial pitchman. And sure enough, it really works great in terms of opening up a drain. So as I've been landlording a bit, that's been quite handy in terms of I don't need to call a plumber. I don't need to spend hours using like a snake thing. I could just use these two things and boom, boom, things are getting opened up, which I dig. Also at home, I've been enjoying the 7 workout app. We heard about that from Hal Elrod talking about how it's a key thing to do is morning exercise. It is amazing how much this intense 7-minute workout can really just get you huffing and puffing. It has an intensity to it. Maybe I'm just out of shape, but no, I think it's pretty serious and fun. Just to, in 7 minutes, sure enough, you can get that heart rate going in the morning and in a fun way, kind of moving different parts of your body from the jumping jacks to the push-ups, the step-ups, to the sit-ups, to the twists. It gets you going. So I dig that, the 7 workout app. And in the realm of fun, I also have been enjoying a little bit for like $45. I was surprised to see you could get, if you've played video games back in the day in your childhood, or maybe you still do, a combination of classic controllers, the Nintendo Entertainment System, NES, the Super Nintendo, the Nintendo 64, the Sega Genesis or Mega Drive, and then a PlayStation. You get like 5 of these for $45. And then visit a place called Vim's Lair. It's in order to acquire emulators and ROMs. All this enables you to play classic games from your childhood on your computer for almost free. You get the controllers, and the rest is just free through software emulation called OpenEMU is the program I use for that. So anyway, I have just found this very relaxing in terms of returning to a time in which I had very little responsibility obligation stuff to do, turning on an old school video game, whether it's Mega Man or Mario Brothers or whatever some of your favorites are from back in the day. You just play it for like 15 minutes and go, that's sort of soothing. So that could be a fun gift for folks in terms of if they had some fond video game memories, though, hey, you can relive those on your computer for close to free. And the final item for home life is the Packet Freezable Classic Lunchbox. We have found this super helpful in the early days of baby not sleeping in the middle of the night. It was nice to not have to truck it all the way back to the fridge again and again to grab a bottle. It was good to go right there. And it's also super handy. Just clip in on the outside of a backpack when traveling and putting the baby bottles and such that way when things need to keep cool. It's the lunchbox itself actually freezes as opposed to needing a separate insert for the cold. Although you can do that too and sort of double your power. You got the cold surrounding it. It's frozen as well as the cold accompanying it on the inside. So anyway, those are a few of my favorite things you might want to check out as a gift for yourself or for someone special. It is at awesomeatyourjob.com/BF18. You can also check out my previous listings of favorite things if you were not so inspired by these and see if there's anything else that cuts the mustard a little bit better for you. And if you make a purchase through these links, that there is a little bit of an affiliate commission that comes my way. So maybe something like, it varies like 5 to 8-ish%, but just a way of supporting a podcaster and a way of me sharing stuff I think is cool when you're trying to find stuff that's cool at this time of year. So that's the scoop. I hope you dig some of those items, and I hope you'll dig our next guest, which is Karen Wickery, and she is talking about taking the work out of networking. Hope to catch you there, and peace.